Now we've got Brett Robertson on the line, Australia's new marathon record holder. He took down the great Rob DiCostello's record on Sunday in Japan, and we've got him on the line. Morning, Robbo.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you're still in Japan. Let's talk about this. I mean, marathon runners are crazy as it is. You know my feelings on this, but Deke's record had stood for 36 years. You'd been staring at it. You ran your eighth marathon at Fukuoka on Sunday and smashed it. Has it sunk in?
To be honest, no, I don't think it has. Like, even when I crossed the line, it was kind of just like a bit more shock and relief. I think, like, I was kind of happy, but it was just like a bit of a nothing feeling, because I'm like, I've tried to get this so many times. I knew I could do it, and now I've finally done it. It's just like, okay, like, cool. Like, it's a bit unbelievable.
So you ran 2 hours 7.31. You took 20 seconds off his record, but you took over 2 minutes off your own PB.
Yeah. Well, in most of my marathons, I have this problem where I get this kind of rib irritation stitch kind of problem. And I knew if I was to kind of sort that out, I would run a 208 or 207. So, Sunday was kind of the one where I finally put a whole marathon together. And so that's where the time came from.
Now, let's explain this. I mean, because the listeners are going, hang on, you catch a stitch as a long-distance runner, that's a problem. So you went to the Olympics. Obviously, you're one of our great middle-distance runners. Then you turned to the marathon. You're in Tokyo. When did you first realise that you had this issue on the longer, the 42K event?
To be honest, from my first marathon, like the first few times, because like obviously we're taking drinks, and so people do get stitches, and I was like, okay, I'm just need to practice that, but it just kind of kept happening and kept happening, no matter what I changed my drinks. And then kind of the Olympics was kind of the bad one, because I thought I was kind of on top of it, got to 25K, was pretty much reduced to a jog, which when you're representing Australia is the last thing you want to do. And then and so it's kind of been a few more marathons trying to figure it out. And when I ran London 9 weeks ago, I figured out during the race, if I changed my breathing pattern, it helped the stitch. So coming into this one, I was just confident that I knew what to do once it came on.
So explain it to us. What, deeper breaths, shorter breaths, breathing out your nose? What do you do?
Yeah, but I take like two kind of deep breaths into my stomach through my nose, and then I breathe out really hard through my mouth. And when I do that, it's like I kind of like slam my left foot. I don't know if it's an old kind of like lifestyle, if you breathe out on your left foot, if you have a stitch on the right, it helps. And like I've been told that as a kid, and then I just went in London, I was like, all right, let's try that. And that happened to work. So,
how quickly does it go away? Instantaneously? Or?
It doesn't go away, but it doesn't fully come on. So
yeah.
Instead of it getting, like, other times, like the Olympics, it gets 100%, and I'm like, I feel like I could barely keep going forward, where like on Sunday I could keep it to, like, maybe 20 or 30% pain, so that I can just deal with.
I can imagine you had tests and experts look at it and doctors. What were they saying about this condition?
Yeah.
Try a different event?
Yeah, like, and that's what, every time I got it, and I'd be in a marathon, I'm like, you know what? The half marathon's good. I like the half marathon better. I've like done every single test possible, like scans, flew to America to see experts as well. And but the hard thing is, because it only comes on really in races, like it's hard to get a scan on a Sunday when you're like on the other side of the world after a marathon. So it's been pretty hard to figure it out. And I can kind of rule things out, but doesn't really get on top of it.
And let's talk about Rob DiCostello. I mean, he's been the icon of distance running in this country. And like you said, you've looked at this record and wondered about it. I mean, have you heard from Deke?
Yeah, he sent me a tweet. And I actually met with him a couple of months ago. We were both at a race. And I spoke to him there just about, because I told him I wanted to go for the record. And we kind of talked about training and just the differences in training. But, it's good. I know he tweeted me and reached out, so it's good.
And can you believe that, I think it was 6-7 hours later over in Italy, Sinead Dive has done the same thing. At the age of 45, she smashed the women's Australian record.
Yeah. Her run was amazing. It was a pretty good day for. Like, she's one of my training partners, so a good day for us. Like, we've done a lot of runs together, and it's so good to see her and what she's kind of capable of, and it's just unbelievable, really.
We're certainly in an exciting time for distance running, middle and long distance running in this country. You know, Ollie Hoare at the Comm Games, like Stuart McSwain, you. I mean, have you got a theory on it? Is it ebbs and flows in athletics, but there seems to be a lot of strong young kids coming up as well.
Yeah, there is. I don't know. I think it's just we're in a bit of a golden age a little bit where we had like people pushing the bar, and like even guys like Stewie kind of I remember training with him like years ago, and all of a sudden he was like one of the best in the world, and he believed he was one of the best in the world, and kind of showed for everyone what's possible. And I just think it's a lot of people kind of starting to believe it now.
And you would be in that. I mean, you did finish fourth in this race as well, so you're nearly on the podium. What does this change your mindset for the big events going forward? That you're not just there to try and avoid your stitch.
Exactly. I think it's definitely going into this race, like my mentality had changed because I knew how to deal with stitch. And now I think going to every single one, it's like, all right, let's try to run faster and let's try to get on the podium and stuff. So where the other times it's just kind of like, let's just hold on and hope.
I've got to ask you also about that, like the times are ridiculously coming down. I mean, a lot's been made about the shoe, the new shoes, and everyone's got them, so I don't think one's got an advantage over the other. But is it, compared to 3 or 4 years ago, is the footwear a factor in these longer events?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Probably 6 years ago is when they really started making a difference. And it's just, like, they do help, but what they help most is recovery. Like, I think we can train hard every week and just pull up fine. Like, even like my legs are a little sore now after the race, but I reckon if I ran a marathon 10 years ago in the old shoes, like, I'd be able to walk for a few days. So I think that's what it helps with. And so, like, each week in training we can kind of push ourselves a bit harder than I guess the guys were able to back in the day. But then in saying that, Deeks was tough as he ran in some old shoes, but I know he used to smash himself too. So
to the layman, are they just bouncy, or what do they feel like when you're actually running them?
Not bouncy, more just kind of softer. And they just feel like when you're running for 42K, like if you stand up for 2 hours, like your legs get sore. So if you're running for 42K, there's a lot of impact going through your legs. So kind of the softness is kind of a bit nicer.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what's next? I think World Cross Country is in Bathurst in Australia for the first time, which is such a huge event. You know, Benita Willis has won it before. What's it mean? And I gather, is this your next target?
That's what I've got to recover now from the race, and then I'll start getting ready for our trials and World Cross Country. So it's a big deal for Australians. We're trying to put together, I know the men's team, we're trying to put together a really strong team. I'm sure we have a lot of women as well. So it's going to be very exciting. Also the relay, mixed relay, which probably we have a chance of possibly winning. It's very exciting. But then I'll go for another marathon in probably April as well.
Now, mate, I know you like to celebrate. I've seen you let your hair down. How did you celebrate this one?
So I had my training partner, Jack Rayner, there with me. And then Nick Bedeau, my coach, we just went to a few bars, a few asahis, which is nice.
Mate, well earned. Brett Robson, thank you for your time. Australia's latest marathon record holder. And we'll talk to you when you get home. Good luck.
Cool. Thank you very much.